We are just trying to make the world a better place.
If
the
world make it a better place
for you.
Welcome to another episode of Trying to Snap. Today we'll just be talking on just human behavior. Basically, that's, we just want to talk about how human beings react to certain policies. Instead, I would not say human beings, basically, in general. I would want to clamor on Nigerians, for, like, Nigerians in particular, how they react to policy change, and instead, how they should be reacting. So, yes, so we have a guest on the podcast today. I'd like you to please introduce yourself.
I am Adedotun Bashir Kayode. I reside in the FCT. I own a bachelor of technology degree in chemical engineering from the prestigious Ladoke Akintola University of Technology, the Jerusalem of Nigerian universities. And My field of specialization in chemical engineering is water and bioenvironmental engineering. I'm happy to be here with Anat and Ms. Tora, and hopefully we are going to have an educating conversation.
Oh, during the course of the week, like last week, a popular celebrity came up online and she tweeted like, people are actually, I would not actually go by her Twitter rather. I'll just say what she meant by it. She said people are actually taking their plates to Chicken Republic, that Nigeria would never cease to amaze her. And in my, like, when I saw the post, I just saw it and I didn't even respond because I liked it. I liked what people were doing, but I did not see it. Then it started getting certain engagement and people started to bash Nigerians and the actual people who were taking their plastic plates and their plates to Chicken Republic to buy food for them. So it is not takeout anymore. Like, you go there, you just buy another new plastic, and this time you have to take your plastic by, then you take it out. Then, you know, at first, I did not see it as something that needed all of that opera. Then eventually, I found people say quite a number of things. And I was just going through the tweets. Like, I just kept scrolling. I didn't stop. I just kept scrolling so I could see as much as many tweets as I can. I found positive and I found negative. It was during the point when I was saying the negative, the positive tweets, that was when I found Mr. Kayode's tweets. And he was actually saying he didn't understand why people are not embracing that culture, but instead they are actually going against it and bashing it. So that was what prompted me to say, you know what, Mr., please come help me explain to these people what they need to know. Because it seems like we are just talking. In Lagos, for a very long time now, we've been experiencing it. Like, I think not in Lagos alone, like generally, we've been having this heat wave, the heat is crazy. So fortunately for us in Lagos, last week, I think, 4 or 2 weeks ago, it rained in Lagos and the rain was quite heavy. Just that rainfall, we didn't rain for more than 6 hours, heavily for more than 6 hours. I can bet that it didn't rain heavily for more than 6 hours. Then I believe that people saw the amount of floods in Lagos. We experienced flash floods. It was really terrible that the flood was covered up vehicles that are not even up to that are taller, that are not even up to their height. So if I was there chances that I would have been washed away by the flood is very high.
Definitely.
So considering that we experience flash floods in lots in Lagos, and this is as a result of 80% just because of the we have clogged drainage in Lagos. Really, really clogged drainage in Lagos.
Extremely clogged.
Extremely clogged drainage in Lagos. When you get to certain points in Lagos, you find the drainages, they are clogged. Clogged drainage here. If we experience more rainfall, and that was just one time, the rain was just like a one-time rain. For us to experience that type of amount of flood, now imagine when we get to rainy season. Yes, when we get, it's going to be very, very terrible. Lagos have flood at 5 and 6, we know, because we are very close to a coastal region. But still, we do not need to experience that amount of flash floods in certain parts of Lagos. This particular flood I'm talking about happened at one extreme part of Lagos that is going towards Ogun State that should not even experience flood at all. So it is really disheartening, to be honest, that we are experiencing that type of thing. And the response of people who are complaining about rainfall are still the same people who are dissing the people who are taking their plastics to Chicken Republic to buy food instead of buying a new one. You get me? So please let me explain to these people, to these my friends and families, that just let me explain to them in the best way they can understand that it is not a cause. It is not, you don't need to diss people. It's not a bad thing to, you know, want to reuse your plastic. So yeah, thank you. Please go on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me have the floor. So where I am going to start from is that every one of us should know that we have a plastic problem in Nigeria, a big, big plastic problem in Nigeria. And when it comes to Lagos State, this problem is even more pronounced, more than 10 times the plastic problem anywhere in Nigeria.
Exactly.
I am not a Lagosian. But I think I visited Lagos twice. The last time I visited was between December last year and January this year. Stayed up to a month in Lagos. And I moved around, you know, stayed around Ejibo, moved up to Ikoton, to Idemo, to Ikpaja, Yanokpaja, and the rest. And one thing that I have come to notice is that the environment in Lagos is terribly bad. In fact, if you've been following my tweet very well on Twitter, I have said it before that Lagos is in a state of environmental emergency. And this environmental emergency is primarily due to the fact that the drainages are so bad, they are extremely clogged. So the first thing here we should know is that Lagos, according to my own view, according to my own research, Lagos is in a state of environmental emergency. That's number one. And what is causing this environmental emergency? The main cause of environmental emergencies in Nigeria are mostly plastics. The main causes of environmental pollution in Nigeria are mostly plastics. And why do I say this? It is, you know, factually backed. The amount of plastic waste in Nigeria every year amounts to 2.5 million tons.
Wow, that's a lot.
A whole lot. And Nigeria ranks among the top 20 nations that contribute up to 83% of the total volume of land-based plastic waste in the world.
Wow.
So, in terms of plastic waste, Nigeria ranks what? Top 20. And why is this happening? It's because everything, our packaging industry, food industry, and other industries that utilizes packaging materials depend mostly on plastics. About 90% of packaging materials in Nigeria are made of plastics. And as we all know, plastics are non-biodegradable.
They are the number one
persistent pollutant in the world.
Yeah.
And what is also contributing to this is the fact that despite this high amount of volume in Nigerian environment, we are still getting what? We are still producing about 400,000 tons, more than 400,000 tons of plastics every year.
Wow.
Every year. And this is backed by figures from Statista. And if you know Statista Online, it's a very reliable source of statistics.
Yes,
so
platform.
From their estimation, it says around 410,000 thereabouts. 410,000 thereabouts. So what does this mean? What this means is that we have so much plastics in our environment, especially in Lagos. Now, let's look at this from the point of flooding. What actually causes the flooding in Nigeria as a whole, and what actually causes the flooding in Lagos? I've lived in Lokoja, I've lived in the FCT, I've lived in Kaduna, and living in Lokoja a year exposed me a lot to flooding. In fact, I lived in 2002 where the flooding was extreme, you know, between Lokoja down to Anambra, even up to Bayelsa, close to the Atlantic. And I have also seen, you know, cases of flooding, even in the FCT, and I've seen cases of flooding in Abuja. And there's a common denominator between the cases of flooding in Lagos and the FCT. But it is much more different from the one in Lokoja. The one in Lokoja is attributed to river overflow, you know, the River Niger and Benue.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
they bust their banks and everywhere. But the one in Lagos, isn't attributed to river overflow. It's not the lagoon busting its banks. Of course, the lagoon is going into the Atlantic, isn't it? And the Atlantic is flowing away. And there haven't been any reports in the past decades of, you know, except some few ones where the Atlantic, you know, overflowed this bank and was actually controlled.
There is a particular case recently that the Atlantic has been washing off communities around Ibejeleke axis. There are communities there that are not existing anymore.
Wow, that's actually a possibility because climate experts have actually predicted that
Lagos, some part of Lagos will cease to exist, right?
Yes. And
so
all these are due to, you know, man-made activities.
Exactly.
Now, let's talk about inland, especially mainland Lagos, what's causing the flooding. Even areas such as Lekki on the island, most of this flooding are caused by bad drainage channels.
Yeah.
So it's either the drainage channels are non-existent or the existent drainage channels are extremely clogged. So I think when I was in Lagos, I take walk from, let's say, Ebeda where I was, maybe down to Akunwojo or to, let's say, at the bus stop at Ipaja. I just take evening strolls. And one thing I have noticed is that stretch of kilometer I walked, all the drainages there are extremely clogged. So I decide to, you know, pay close attention to these drainages. When I look into them, what do I find? You know, you find, you know, water bottles, you find Coke bottles, you find Fanta plastic bottles, you find, I mean, styrofoam plates, these takeaway plates, you find a lot of them in there. So I was discussing with someone. I told them, look, these materials you are seeing is one of the causes of this yearly drainage you see in Lagos every time. And unless these materials are completely done away with, there is no going forward. There is no going forward. So it means that our consumption of these plastic materials is directly related to flooding in Lagos, isn't it?
So, yes, it is.
So if that is the case, why can we not just do away with these plastics? Why can we not do away with these plastics? Then another thing again that comes in, you know, pertaining to the tweets that you explained the other time.
Yeah.
Is the classism of Nigerians. Do you get?
Thank you.
You know, you know, when this classism comes, they see you who takes your plate or maybe your cooler from your home to go buy food somewhere. You know, they see that as some kind of, you know, poverty motivated character or poverty motivated habit.
Yes.
Which is actually not good, you know. In fact, when I was in Lagos, I told a friend, I said, look, the earlier Lagos state government put a ban on this one-time use plastics. And one-time use plastics include nylon bottles, poly bag, PET bottles, talking about styrofoam packaging materials, you know, polypropylene bottles, which includes all these stuffs, all these gallon containers, cream containers, and the rest like that.
Yeah.
I said, the earlier Lagos state government banned it. Now, where the problem is now, presently, is number one, most Lagosians or Nigerians as a whole, we do not recognize the magnitude of this problem we are facing, the magnitude of the environmental emergency we are in is not known at all. That's number one. Number two, people have very little knowledge concerning environmental and climate, environmental change, climate change, and the rest like that. So this is what is actually causing the problem. Now, the Lagos state government have decided that, okay, that they are going to ban these plastics. So this problem, environmental problem, will go away. Now, what is the relationship between banning these plastics and improving our environment? The truth is that we have a very poor refuse disposal system in Nigeria. The disposal system is very poor in Nigeria. And our recycling rate of plastics is also very, very, very poor. So, like, according to statistics, 80% of the plastics we use in Nigeria end up in landfills and in drainages. 80% end up in landfills and drainages. So what does this mean? That most of the plastic, 8 out of 10 plastics end up in what? In landfills. End up in landfills, you know, being improperly disposed. And only less than 12% of these plastics are actually recycled. Only 12 of them are actually recycled. Plastics are highly recyclable materials. And recycling is one of the ways to minimize this waste in our environment. Now, the more plastic we consume, the more plastics that end up in our gutters, in our drainages, and the more susceptible we are to what? To flooding, to flash flooding. Now, what the government is trying to do now is to limit the consumption of these materials so as to what? Curb the yearly flooding that happens in Lagos State. Research has shown them to be interrelated. Research has shown that, okay, our consumption of plastic is what is causing the improper disposal. So if 1 million plastics are consumed in Nigeria today, 800,000 of them end up in gutters, in landfills. So if we stop consuming 1 million plastics, then we won't have 800,000 plastics in gutters, in drainages. And this is actually the idea behind this ban. And this is the more reason why everybody should embrace this ban. You know, the more you embrace this ban, do you understand? The more you embrace this ban, the better it is for our environment and for our lives. The better it is for our environment and our lives. So embracing this ban is a way of even making our life better. So we are embracing this this stuff is a way of making our own lives better. So we stop consuming these plastics and we stop what? We stop experiencing the yearly floods, which actually makes a lot of sense if we look at it from a very, very logical angle. Now, the solutions to, you know, curbing plastics with plastic waste are a lot. They are enormous, you know. And this has been, you know, shown by research to be very potent and has been applied across boards in many countries, including African countries here. So one of the good ways, one of the certified ways, you know, one of the known ways of reducing this plastic menace in our environment is by avoiding the use of one-time use plastic. So one-time use plastics are an enemy to our environment. And the Lagos State government is trying their best to rid the environment of this, you know, persistent pollutant. Now, people are having questions or bothering on the implementation and the sudden, you know, announcements and all of that. But the truth is, even while I agree with them, I think that we have an environmental emergency in our hands. So what I'm saying now is that although people have different views of the sudden announcement of this policy and the rest like that, which is actually, you know, welcome. But then the first thing we have to know is that we are in a state of environmental emergency. Yeah, I also urge the government to be flexible with their policies and consider the supply chain of this environment. Consider small businesses and livelihoods as well. But we have to know that it is in our best interest for us to embrace, you know, policies like this. We have to do this not just to save our environment, but to actually, you know, secure our future, you know, the future of this environment and the future of, you know, the generations to come, you know, to meet an environment that is healthy, that is not harmful. And, you know, flooding is only one of the many problems of plastics. You know, when you look at everything, you know, plastics do not only affect flooding, although flooding is a major consequence of plastic pollution in Lagos. When you look at the rest too, you know, talk about the emissions, the greenhouse gas emissions, the methane emissions, and the rest like that. You know, the contribution of plastics to environmental degradation are just there, too much, too bad. And if we are looking to building a sustainable future, we must curb plastic consumption in whatever way, you understand, using, you know, potent government policy. So plastic, banning this one-time use plastic is just one solution. There are other solutions like, you know, plastic recycling and plastic reuse. And this is where we have a problem. This is where the problem comes in. When Nigerians start saying, oh, people are, you know, taking their plates to Chicken Republic, they are taking their plates to this, they are taking their plates to that, even to Cold Stone to do this. To be honest, this is a proven way. And this plastic reuse is research-based. Reuse, recycle. This are the ways that experts, you know, have prescribed to limit this plastic pollution. This action is an action you are taking to actually save your environment, to actually secure your own life, your properties, the life of your children, and even the life of the generations. So this is a sound environmental practice. It's a sustainable environmental practice that I think should be embraced not only in Lagos but everywhere in Nigeria.
That's understandable, to be honest. Very, very understandable. Because at the end of the day, they're in this it is still you that will suffer the consequences of the problem. I know
most definitely.
When flood comes now, will be a lot of family will be displaced. I have experienced flooding, but I have met with people that were displaced due to flooding. It was, let's say, I think 2013, I think there about many people. It was maybe from the Ogun Dam, from the that dam was released, and there was like overflow or like there was so much water, and a particular region was actually flooded in Lagos. They call them the Adegule Agri-Stores flooded, and it displaced families that they had to put them in. Most of those families at rehabilitation camps for months. And you know, they had to start off their life again without nothing. Then I attended a model college. Yeah. They brought in some students. Automatically, we were still young. People said, people nicknamed their part for me, at least to them. And when I got to talk to some of them, I made friends with quite a number of them. We were staying at the refugee camp. Then I got to talk to a number of them. And you know, it is a traumatic experience staying in your house, in your living room, and suddenly everywhere is flooded. You have to come and be taken away from there by boat. Because for some reason, we are at a point where we are trying to develop. We are still struggling with catering for millions of people just like that without any challenges. Now, let's put in floods and displaced citizens in the same equation. How do we want to survive?
It is a very bad character, you know. Very bad character that Nigerians have always exhibited. You know, you see someone who's buying food from Chicken Republic looking down on someone who's buying food at a buka. You understand? Or at a mama put. Then you see people looking at someone taking their plates to go buy food from somewhere as being poor. You understand? This is unnecessary. Nigeria is not the only place that plastics have been banned. And Let's look at precedents. Let's look at where these things have happened before, and let's look at the results. I won't even go far. This policy has been implemented in the UK before, but let me just make an example of Rwanda.
I was going to mention Rwanda as well.
Exactly. That's the closest example we have to us. You know. Rwanda is also a poor country and stuff like that. But Rwanda implemented a ban on single-use plastics. So it is part of their environmental policy to reduce pollution and to ensure that the country is cleaner. And what do we have today? What's the result today? Kigali is one of the cleanest cities in Africa.
Yes.
Kigali is one of the cleanest cities in Africa. It is ranked top three or top five cleanest cities in Africa from the last research that I made. So it is, and with this thing has also motivated the development of alternative and environmental friendly materials. So, you know, packaging solutions that are environmental friendly, for example, you know, using paper, dissolvable papers, papers you can use and dissolve immediately. You understand? So if Kigali is that clean because they ban one-time use plastics, then we should know that this thing has a long-term effect on our future. And to be frank with you, the last time I was in Lagos, on the mainland, the air on the mainland is not even clean. It's terrible. A lot of bad smells, odors, oozes out from drainages and all. You see a lot of plastic waste on the road. Which agency is responsible for clearing those refuse? Loma. You see a lot of refuse there. Loma has not even cleared them, because even them themselves, the Loma, they are overwhelmed. They are overwhelmed by plastic waste. So why don't we just, reduce this plastic waste and move towards waste that even we ourselves can manage. If I should use a paper at home, a paper bag, I can easily put it in water. It will dissolve in 24 hours, isn't it? And that's,
sustainable. Lagos Access Marathon. It was last month. So fortunately, I worked as a photographer for a waste management company, like a circular economy company, and so like that.
Yeah.
That day, I was overwhelmed by the number of PET plastics on the road. So the Access Bank had gotten a circular economy company and waste collector company that was recycling PET bottles to come and help collect all of the PET plastics there. Lagos State Government had their own circular economy guys. They were there. We had Loma there. We had Reswaye there. We had so many waste recyclers and waste collectors there. And I kid you not, every company that were there were still overwhelmed. Do you get it? Like, we were still overwhelmed by the amount. Reswaye had, they built this metal, is this metal stuff, like in there, metal on it, to collect their waste. They had like four stationed at different spots, and they were filled to the brim.
Wow.
That's for Reswaye. For the circular economy, they had trucks that was filled to the brim. The company I was working with, we were filled to the brim. We had two trucks and it was filled to the brim. And we still had liters. We still had liters. That's to tell you there is an overload of plastic waste. So that day while I was collecting the waste, because I was working as a photographer and at the same time I was helping collect waste because it came in and there's something I could just pick and throw in the trash bag for them. So that particular day, people who had run the race, they were just looking at us like, what are these ones doing? I saw a particular guy. You saw me picking plastics. You were holding one. You could have just given it to me and said, take. Then I had left, then you threw it on the floor. Then I had, like, it took me another like minute to walk back to where it was, then picked it and told him that, but bros, you saw me before I left here that, and you knew you needed to throw this thing. Why is it a habit for you to throw it on the floor and not even give it to the people that will collect it? That these things would turn money because we're actually taking it to recycle.
Exactly. It's,
then it, you know, the mentality then it felt, is also... to him, it felt like I was talking trash.
I mean, the mentality is also there. I think a few days ago, I was in a keke with a guy, you know, at the back. I was pressing my phone. This guy was having a bottle of Fanta, and you know, to my surprise, when he was done with this bottle of Fanta, he threw out the bottle on the road. I was like, wow. And you need to see the road we were on. Very clean. You know, the government pays people to sweep, make sure the place is clean. Trees are planted on these roads to make sure that they are visually appealing and the rest like that. This guy just flung out the bottle on the road. I had to tell him that, bros, why? The guy looked at me like, what's wrong with you? You understand?
Sometimes I don't want to throw my trash on the floor. Especially when it is plastic, I don't want to. Because it feels like something is biting my skin. And when I see people do it, I challenge them. That's one thing I do. I challenge them. I come off and say, why did you throw it on the floor? That just walk some steps forward. You would find a trash container somewhere.
Most
if you walk forward.
In fact, in the FCT here, from my estimation of where I live, you can really not walk or move, say, 2-3 kilometers without seeing where to a major waste disposal unit. They are everywhere. You know, you don't go to places, you find baskets everywhere, waste bins, you know. Mm-hmm. But you still see people dropping these things on the road. Dropping them in drainage.
It is annoying. Everybody
is a very bad character. So this tells us something, that the solution is in two parts. We need policies, and we also need to reorientate our own behaviors, our habits towards these things. So the thing we have to do is to do what? And which is to ban one-time use plastics, which Lagos State government has already come up with. So that is the first one. Then the second one is there is this thing called plastic bag charge in the UK.
Yes.
Plastic bag charge. So if you are buying something and you need a plastic bag, you have to pay extra money for it. And it is usually made unnecessarily expensive so that it will deter people.
It's discouraging. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think one month.
So once you buy, say, bread of 1,000 naira and they ask you to pay for a poly bag of what? Of 500 naira, of course you won't buy it. Of course you won't buy it, except your life depends on it, isn't it? So that's the first one. And secondly, our rates of recycle is very, 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 very low. So government has to find a way to incentivize plastic producers, you understand, to gear their operation, their manufacturing activities towards recycle instead of producing new ones. Also, there is this deposit return scheme I also read about. I made research about some time ago that is being actually, you know, I think some European countries actually implemented this, including Germany.
I think there are measures that we can take as individuals, even as myself, that would, because I have seen people act a certain way, and for that reason, I have decided to emulate change. Like, I have decided to emulate them from the way they behave. I have seen my neighbors do certain things, and because of them, I have decided to start.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, I have met with people that don't, that this is what they do for their, they don't use plastics in their house. I think I met somebody that they don't use plastic in their house. I went to a friend's house and I did not find one takeaway in their house.
That's wonderful.
They don't have anything, like they don't have. It is forbidden in their house. Don't bring takeaway to this house. If you must eat out, if you must want to eat all of this fine dining and fine dishes, oh dear, eat what you have to eat and come back to this house. Water, pet waters, they don't have. Instead, they rather buy can.
So yeah, thank you for listening to the episode for that long. And if you have listened to this point, I want to say a very big thank you and a very good shout out to you for sticking with us all through the episode. And yeah, these are steps. We had highlighted the reasons, the causes of improper plastic disposal. We have highlighted things, the resulting effect, and we have highlighted how you can reduce, reuse, and recycle. There are several recycling points. Come to think of it, you would get a price. You can get money. You can sell your trash, your plastic trash, for waste. In a celebration of the Global Recycling Plastic Day, we'd like to say, make it an habit to reduce your waste, your plastic consumption, and also reuse your plastic consumption if need be. But most importantly, if you must use them, find a way to recycle them. There are quite a number of recycling companies that would pay you for your plastic. Pakam Nigeria, number one. We have Pakam Nigeria. We have Kautani. We have Reswaye. We have Natural Eco Capital. There are so many waste recycling companies that you can contact to come pick your trash, and they would give you some cash in return. Thank you for listening, and see you next episode. I remain your only sweetheart, Anha Tosini. Thank you very much. Kisses, shout out to you all. Thank you.